Kumlan Rablak Gemara, we are up to Daf Lamed Vov Amid Aleph. So we're in the middle of discussing here in our Mishnah, we had that regarding an Ediv, and you find when you get to Shabbos morning, you find that it's destroyed or something happened to it, and the question is, when did it happen? According to the Tanna Kamma, we have to take the strictest side that, you know, there's no Ediv there. Or according to Rabbi Yossi, we take the lenient side, or Beikl. So we discussed a steer between the Tanna Kamma and Meir and somewhere else, but now we're discussing Rabbi Yossi. Here Rabbi Yossi by Erevin is lenient, but yet when it comes to the case of a mikveh, person who was tamei and he entered the mikveh, not sure the mikveh had 40 saw, didn't have, and or he's not even remember if he did go to mikveh, didn't go to mikveh, he's very, and even by a tuma de rabbanon, anyway, he's very strict. So we want, what's the difference? Why by Erev is he lenient and by tuma is he strict? So we answered, because the concept of tuma is from the Torah. So we asked, what about Shabbos? So he says that Tchumen is the Rabbanon, that's very different than all other Malachas. So there's one answer. The other answer we gave is, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi is saying the name of his Rebbes, that's where he's lenient. But he personally is actually Machmir, like in the case of the Mikra. Now Rabbi will come along and give us a different answer altogether. So we're about seven lines from the top to reconcile how Rabbi Yossi is very lenient when it comes to Edom. In the case of Edom, when you have Truman became Tameh, you know, the question is when it became Tameh versus the case of a person who was Tameh, he went to the mikveh, and there he's Machmer, and he said, maybe he didn't go to a kosher mikveh. Rava says, Hasamai the time, you know the reason is? The Rabbi Yossi, he says, because, Omed Tameh al Cheskasa. This person, before he entered the mikveh, what was the chazakah? What was the status before he went to the mikveh? He was Tameh. We want to change the status. So since we don't know if it the status changed or not, you leave it on its original state, which is what? That he is Tameh. The Eimo Loi Tovel. And let's say we didn't go to the mikveh. Says the on the contrary, this mikveh was kosher till now. Now suddenly we see there's no longer any 40 saw. So when you don't know when it happened, we'll say in the chazakah that it was full kosher when he went to the mikveh. Just like you're looking at his chazakah that it was bad, look at the chazakah of the mikveh that it was good. Adrabi, I'm in mikveh cheskosai. Why don't you establish a mikveh on its own chazakah, its precedent that it was kosher? The Eimo Loi Chaser, that nothing was missing when he went to the mikveh yesterday. Answer the Gemara, we're talking about a mikveh that was never established a chazakah. You know why? Shalei nimdeh. We never measured the mikveh to see whether it actually had 40 saw or not. Says the Gemara, Tanya, we learn, Keitzad. We looked in the Braise, it spells out. Keitzad Omer Rabbi Yossi. When does Rabbi Yossi say? At Sofik, what kind of Sofik is it that we say? That a Sofik, Eruv Kosher. When do we say that if it's a suffix, if the Eidav was valid Friday night or not, that is kosher? We're talking about Eidav, the Truma. Let's say you put aside a regular Truma that was tied, and then eventually became Tameh. And the question is, so in other words, there's a Chazakah that the Truma was tied prior, and now there's a suffix, when did it become Tameh? Or suffix mechashaychen itmas? Did it become Tameh before Shabbos, and therefore the Eidav is not valid because you couldn't eat it? Or did it become tummy afterwards? Okay, so talking about a case where there's a chazaka here telling us a precedent that it probably was tired. B'chein, likewise, b'peidus, the same thing when it comes to fruits, let's say, of tevel, in other words, you didn't give truma meiser, suffering. The question is, b'oid yom nisaknu, when did you fix it up? Did you fix it up before Shabbos? After you placed it there, so therefore it was a valid ative, or m'shechashecha nisaknu, or afterwards. And if it's afterwards, then the ative is not valid because it's not accessible. And now, in this particular case, the Gemara Sugan asks, there's no chazaka precedent to be lenient here, but we'll soon see. Zehu Safik Eidav Kosher. These are two examples that a Safik Eidav, we are lenient. I will eat it with Truma. But let's say you set aside Truma, Safik Tahir or Safik Tmeya. You set aside Truma before even you place it there. You already didn't know. There was no chazaka here. The Truma itself was questionable, what it was dubious, it was a kosher or not. So it had no chazaka precedent. The Chaim Bepedas, the same thing is when it comes to food, fruits that you didn't give Truma Maisa from. Safik nisaknu, safik lenisaknu, and it's questionable whether it was actually nisaknu or lenisaknu, which was it fixed up or wasn't fixed up. Again, there's no chazaka precedent here. Ain't the safik ed kosher. Rabbi Yossi wouldn't hold kosher. Says the Gemara. So let me understand what it says over here. Maish no truma. The very first case of truma, you're lenient. Why? The Amar, you say, hey, Amar truma al cheskasa. The truma, we know for a fact in the first case was tahir, and then you put it down, and later you found the shadows. The question is when that happened. The Ema tahiri. So we look at the chazaka principle is tahir, but no, the second case doesn't make sense. Paidus. Now, what's the case of paidus? You tell me the paidus, you did not give truma maisa, you put it there first. So in other words, the chazaka was that it's not accessible, not edible. And then sometime afterwards it was fixed up, and the question is, when was it fixed up? So why are you lenient here? There's no chazaka priest in it. Peidus nami. Ha'amed tevel al cheskase. Why don't you say that there was tevel there previously? The eimel lo niskenu, that it wasn't fixed up. Says Gemara lo itema safik mebaydiyam niskenu. Don't say you learned it wrong. Don't learn pshat here is that it was definitely tevel and you put it down and the question is when was it fixed it up? Don't learn that way. But how should you learn? Learn it. Ela eimel safik mebaydiyam nidmu. It was already definitely tahir. The Rashi has two pshat. I'm to tell you the first pshat. Definitely it was tahir. You already gave the truma and the mice and everything else. But then a piece of truma fell into it. And the question is, when did that happen? So the chazaka precedent is that it was edible to everybody. And then it's a piece of truma fell in. The question is, it happened before Shabbos. And only a kohen is able to eat it. But according to Sumchis, and this according to Rashi says, it will follow Sumchis, it has to be edible to the person placing it, who is Yisrael, or a Levi. And therefore, it's not good or it happened later. So there is a chazaka precedent. Or did it happen afterwards? Okay. Rav Shmuel by Yitzchok Marav Huna. Rav Shmuel Yitzchok asked Rav Huna a question. Let's say you had two loaves of bread. Achas tmeya, one was definitely tamei, but achas tohir, one was definitely tohir. V'amar, he said, ivruli tohiru chamakon pshehu. What happened? He put both loaves of bread down. He knows one is edible, one is, he just doesn't know which one. So he puts both loaves down. Remember, you don't have to physically eat it. And you say, you know, whichever one is a tohir one, that should be my eruv. Mahu. Tiboy the Rameir, my question is according to Rameir, who was strict over there when we don't know when something happened, we're strict. And Tiboy the Rabbi Yossi was lenient when we don't know when something happened, you know, before Shabbos, they get burnt before or after, we're lenient. Why? The Gemara explains. Tiboy the Rameir, we ask my question, Rameir, even though he's strict by Ative, at Kanukam Rehazan de Lekatayra. Because in the case over there, when you came there, it was all burnt up, there was definitely nothing there. So the question is, when did it happen? Hacha, Ha'ikatayra, over here, definitely one of those two loaves of bread is tar. So maybe I may well concede that in this case it's all right. Or I can say, I can argue just the opposite. I feel that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is lenient. Like, come at Allah Hassan over there, the Imisa, the Taira, Yadal. Or perhaps over there, Rabbi Yehuda, who generally is very lenient, but over here he won't be lenient. Why? In other words, when do we say tar? You know it. Over there, you knew where the Torah was, and now there's a shadow. The question is, what happened? When it happened? Here, you never knew when the Torah, which is Torah. You don't know which is the Torah over here, which is your meal. Over there, you knew what your meal was going to be beginning of Shabbos. The question is, when did it become? When did you lose it? Before Shabbos, afterwards? Here, you never knew which is your meal. Maybe it's no good. Says Gemara, your question is not a question. Amalei told him, "Bein Rabbi Meir, be'inan seuda haruya mebaoyoyim v'leka. You need that the meal should be suitable to be eaten before Shabbos, and here you can't say that because you don't know which is the tardika bread and which is the tamadika bread." Bein Rabbi Nachman, so Rabbi asked Rabbi Nachman a question. What about if I say, follow it? Say, "Kikar zu hayoyim pchol. I want that this bread today should be chol so I can eat it, but l'mocha kodesh. I want on Shabbos to become holy." And when you say on Shabbos, you mean Shabbos itself. But Bein HaShmosh is something, maybe it's Shabbos. If it becomes Kodesh, it's no longer valid Truma. Well, I mean, you said, Irvili Bezeh. Then you said, I want that tonight. Remember, the Eidav takes place, has to be suitable to be eaten right before Shabbos, and it takes place in the beginning of Shabbos. So, did the Eidav take place before it became Kodesh, so therefore it's a valid Eidav, or did it take place afterwards? Ma, what would it then be in this case over here? That's question number one. Or the other way around, Hayayim, Amalei, answer them back, Eruv Eidav, sorry, answer back, it's a valid Eidav, because we're going to say that it became an Eidav before it became Kodesh. Okay, so it sounds like the Eidav happens first. No, it sounds like that the Eidav takes place a few minutes before it becomes Kodesh. The other way around, he said, Hayayim Kodesh, today is Kodesh, but the Mochachol, tomorrow it will become mundane. How does that happen? I have fruits or something at home and I want to exchange or money and I want that before Shabbos, he said, I want that on the Kodesh should become exchanged to the money right when Shabbos begins. I want to be Eidah, so the Chayda, following the logic before, it's, you know, the Eidah takes place first. In this case, it shouldn't be valid because it was Kodesh first before it became Chayda. Mahu Amalei, ain't Eidah, it's not Eidah. Maish knows the difference. Amalei, he said to him, exactly what we just said, the Chitechul Alekur Demulcha, he said to him, when you go ahead out there, and we had this expression a number of times, he said to him that when you go out there and you are going to eat or you're going to measure a curd of salt, then I'll come and answer you the question. Now you can figure it out on your own. And he says as follows. He says, In the case of Hayyim Chayil Ulamacha Kaidish, so first it was Chulin and then it became Kaidish. Now we're not exactly sure precisely what time these things happen. Is Misfekel and Nachla Kedusha, so the Safik will say that Kedusha hasn't happened yet and the Eid was valid. But if he says Hayyim Kaidish Ulamacha Chayil, it's already Kaidish, that's the status. His original status is Kaidish, you want to change the Chayil. We don't know exactly precisely when that happens. Misfekel Apokal Kedusha, say from a Safik, it doesn't lose his Kedusha, in other words, it's still Kaidish when this Eid comes in. We'll treat it as if it's still Kaddish, there's no eight of him. Tell us, we learned over there that logging, if you have a jar, a barrel, tvul yom is somebody who already went to the mikveh, he has to wait until the sun sets to be able to eat truma. A tvul yom, he's considered a sheni midrabanon, and only truma things if he touches, does he make tamay? If he touches chulin, nothing happens because he is a sheni, and by tumah, the furthest you can go is a sheni. But truma goes to a shlishi. So learned over there that logging. So let's say this tful yom has a log, and shemolu min achavis shel maaser. He filled up. Let's say he has maaser. Now this maaser you have to give truma the levi. When he gets his maaser, he has to give truma to the kohen. It's called trumas maaser. As long as he doesn't do that, it is considered tevel. And it's no different than if Yisrael doesn't give his truma, which means if you eat it, you chayiv misa. Not only even a kohen cannot eat it. So therefore, as long as the maisa, you didn't get set aside truma for the kohen, it's not suitable for an eruv, because nobody can eat it. Not a kohen, not a levi, nobody. So now the tful yom touched it. Now he's allowed to touch chulin, and he's allowed to touch maisa, but. The truma is only, even though this truma mixed into the tevel, doesn't become tummy unless the truma is set aside. Only then do we say that the tful yom is metamit. So what happens is the tful yom in a full double maisa tevel. So he's touching it, but it's chulin at this state, and therefore tevel is chulin. So therefore he doesn't do anything to it. The amar hareizet trumas maisa likisha techshach. He says tonight, as soon as I become tired, I want that the trumas maisa, and he points out that it should become trumas maisa, devaro kayam. His words will be fulfilled, and there's no tumah, because at the time when he touched it, it wasn't tumah yet. It was only going to take place tonight. And tonight, he's already told you, so there's no problem. The imam, and if he says, evilly belogging zelamakum, but if he says that I want that this, right now it's not edible, I want that this should be my trumah, it doesn't work. Why? Because it's still tevel until tonight. You said I want to set aside the truma tonight. Only tonight you're allowed to eat it. So when Shabbos comes in, the first second, it's still, remember, look at the original state. The original state is that it's tevel. You didn't set aside the truma yet. And at the moment when the Eid was supposed to be effective, it wasn't yet edible. Omar says, "Maybe from Hebrew, not safe hayyim koin the Eid of." That when are you koin the Eid of? The end of Friday, right before Shabbos. So that's why by this tful yom, right before Shabbos, it was still maaser. It was still a tevel. That's no good. In fact, Rav is one who said this before as well, when he made a difference between hayom chayil macha kodesh. He said it's valid because the second before Shabbos, that's when it was edible. And hayom kodesh macha chayil is not edible because second Shabbos was still kodesh. But he's sort of paraphrasing himself here. Because he's going to say tchilas hayom koyin eidiv. If you're going to say that you're koyin the eidiv, in the beginning of Shabbos, so why do you say that what he said, it uses tevel, my eidav is no good, if it only takes effect on Shabbos proper, the truma is already set aside, because he said before, I want my truma to be set aside on Shabbos. So therefore proves that it happened like a minute before Shabbos. Right? It proves it happened like a minute before Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Papa, his own student said to him, Lav Davka, Fil Teim Chizim Kaina. Even if you want to argue that the beginning of Shabbos is the beginning of Shabbos is koine the Eidav, nevertheless, what do you call it? So even if I say the beginning of Shabbos is koine the Eidav, so your question is, if it's Shabbos, and how come in the case of Tful Yom, do we say that it's not a valid because it's Tevel, but the beginning of Shabbos is already the Truma set aside? So he says to him, Be'inon Suda Riba Yom Beleka, the Rabbanon said, that when does the aid of Koinish Shvisa, when does it acquire your residence? Right in the beginning of Shabbos. But it had to be edible before Shabbos. You had to bring food there before Shabbos. And this thing here, a minute before Shabbos, wasn't edible, it was tevel. Even though that wasn't the moment of the Shvisa, it still has to be a suitable meal right before Shabbos begin. And this wasn't suitable. That's how the Chacham made the Takana. And this was not suitable at that time. Okay, Mishnah. We're going to learn now a concept called Breira. Breira means that, I guess, retroactively, we're verifying something. An act that you do later to verify something you did yesterday, which at the time, you yourself didn't know yet which way you'll go. In other words, there's two ways. One, Gilui Milsa means that the act already happened and it was clear, just you weren't aware. But eventually, you'll find out. That's called Gilui Milsa. That will have Gemara Yevamos. That, and we say Gilui Milsa, you know, it works retrospectively. But what about Breira, which means, like in the case we had in Gittin, where a guy has two wives with the same name and he has a divorce he wrote up. He's not sure, he knows he has to divorce one of these two women. He can't live with both of them. He just doesn't know which one. So he said, whichever one walks out the door first is the one that's going to receive this get. They both have the same name. So even you yourself didn't know at the time which one's going to be, and you want the act of later to verify. The act you did now will be verified later which one you meant all along from the beginning. Because when you write on the get, you have to have in mind the wife that you want to divorce. That's called breida. And the act that it should, you know, later on will be verified what I meant right now. So we learn regarding an aid of here, you're not sure which direction you want to travel, to the east or to the west. And you put an aid of on both sides of the city and you say, when I find out tomorrow morning which direction this particular person is coming, that's the one I want to use. So at the time, you had no idea. And there was nothing there yet. So therefore, you want Breda to verify later which one is it. So, says the Mishnah. Masna Adam Laruva, a person can make a tonight regarding his Eidah. V'Omer says, Im bo nochim el ha-mizrach v'goyim, come from the east side, and I need to run a ruvi l'maydeh, then I'll have an extension on the west side, and I will run that direction. Min ha-maydeh, but if the goyim turn out to come in from the left side, from the west side, then a ruvi l'mizrach, then my Eidah on the east side, now run that way. What happened? He says, "In bo lekan, if goyim come from both sides, then I'll have to somehow or another save myself. But I don't know which side is worse. I'll work it out later. Lemokum she'eretz elech, I will decide tomorrow morning which place I want to go." So even though the goyim didn't show up, maybe it was Friday night, they weren't even near there. So there's nothing happened yet Friday night. It's only the following morning that they came. So you want that the what you did Friday night and their act of coming Shabbos morning, we should say that it should be verified retrospectively that, well, that's what you meant all along. Or the fourth case is, if they turned out to be with a false rumor, they're not coming in that direction. I don't want to forfeit my 2,000 amos on right or left, so I don't want the Eidah to be activated at all. I want to live like everybody else in the city with no activation of my Eidah. You're allowed to do that. Okay, so we see clearly me, you can do Breida. The same idea, but different case. In Bo Chochem, there's a big rabbi coming. Min HaMizrach. He says, I don't know, I heard a rabbi is coming, and I don't know when it's coming. But the rabbi is not, if the rabbi is already within the tchum of the city, just I don't know about it, so then that's called Gilui Milsa. So you're ready, the Eidah already has been sorted out right at the beginning of Shabbos. You just don't know until Shabbos morning which direction. But if we're talking about the rabbi is not yet within your tchum, in other words, if you make an extension, you have 4,000. But the rabbi might be 5,000 amos away from your city. So he's not even your tchum. So your tchum activation won't be until Shabbos when he comes closer. On Shabbos, he walks, let's say, another 2,000, which is covered by your 4,000. And therefore, you need to verify Shabbos morning and say, oh, when I did it Friday night, I meant that direction. Even though there was nothing to activate Friday night because the guy wasn't even within the proximity of your 4,000 amos. It wasn't inside your 4,000 amos. Again, we're using the idea of breida. And you say, I want to be work on the east side. And the two chachamim coming in two directions. I don't know which one I want here. This guy's a great orator. The other guy has a lot more teichin substance. I have to decide which one I want to go to. I'll decide Shabbos morning. Turned out to be that the rabbi never made it. Then had any kibbutz eidi. I don't want anything. Here Rabbi Yehuda argues, and that's why this case is brought in. What's his argument about? He says an interesting thing. He says, if one of these two great scholars was your Rebbe, then we imagine there's no question that at least when Shabbos started, when you put the Eidah, your intention was to hear from your Rav. Tomorrow morning, maybe you change your mind. So therefore, it's too late. You can't change your mind because we believe that naturally everybody wants to hear their rabbi and not somebody else. The Tanakhama believes no. Plenty of people are tired from hearing the rabbi and hear from somebody else. So it's your choice. You haven't made up your mind yet. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, naturally you want to hear your own Rav. But if both of them are your Rav, then the Mokum Sheyeh Yitzhah. Then I agree that you can choose Shabbos morning and say which one you want to go. Okay, so that's the law of Breda that later on we'll verify what exactly what I did today. When Rav Yitzchak came along, Tani Ibcha, he learned our Mishnah, but exactly the opposite. In other words, he learned that the Goy, whichever direction the Goy comes from, I do want to go to that direction, but whichever direction the rabbi comes from, I want to go in the other direction. And this is how he learned. And we'll explain, there's the same principles, but just the examples are different. Rav Yitzchak, Tani Ibcha, he learned Punkt Faket. How do you explain it? There's a difference what kind of guy we're talking about. If it's a tax collector, the ATO is coming, everybody's running the other direction. Here the government is coming, you want to talk to them, you need better roads, you need more, you're paying all these rates, you have demands, you want to talk to them, or you want to make requests to them. So there you go in that direction. Talking about different kinds of going. Chacham achacham lekash again. Ha b'meisip pirki yisarav, who's coming, who can answer all your questions, a big scholar, you want to go in his direction. That's the Mishnah. Ha b'mikrishma, if you have a teacher there, or sachaka, all he is coming to teach the little kids, how to daven and everything else, you have no interest in hearing what he has to say. Therefore, you want to go in another direction. So that's the difference in the two. So it's not a steer or anything else. Each one's talking about a different example. Abhuda says, and then if one of them was your Rav, we think automatically that's the one you want to go to. But Rabban and Zimnin, it happens that it could happen that you'd rather hear the other scholar than your rabbi. You're tired of him. Omar Av says, Rav, our Mishnah believes in Breda, so Lema, let's say, Lemasnissin, that our Mishnah argues, Midatani Ayah. Let's say that our Lesser Lemasnissin, Midatani Ayah. Our Mishnah does not agree with the Braisa of Ayah. Ayah understood that Abhuda. Ayin is Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no Breda, and our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the principle of our Mishnah Breda. The only thing Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with is about your teacher. Would you rather hear your Rebbe, or would you rather hear some other Rav, a fresh face or a fresh look? So, what's the story of Ayin? The time we learned, Ayin, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein oda masna al shnei dvarim ke'echad. He said that a person, you can say, you know what, I have two Rabbanim coming. I don't know yet which one I'm going to go. You taka don't know. So tomorrow morning I'll wake up. Depends how I wake up, which one I want to go to. So really, you need Breda here because Friday night you had no idea which one you want to activate. Only Shabbos morning. And you want that whatever you decide Shabbos morning, you should say, oh, all along, that's the one when I put my Eidav down, that's what I meant. That's Breda. I you said, I'm here to hold. Ain't no the masna shnei dvorin kecha. You can't do that. If one chacham is coming, we'll soon see the Mer explain why one chacham is different. But one chacham is coming, I can say Shabbos morning, this is what I meant Friday night. But if two chacham are coming, it's impossible. You yourself didn't know Friday night. So therefore, all you need is Breda, and there's no Breda. I understand the logic. I will can look loy. Maishna. I understand. Let's say only one chacham is coming, but Friday night you had no idea where he was. And Friday night he wasn't, it's not a pshat that he was already, near the city, you just didn't know, so Shabbos morning you found out, but really the Eidav was done properly. No, we're talking about you didn't know at all, they weren't at all within your 4,000 Amos. So Friday night, nothing was activated. You want Shabbos morning, when you find out, he's coming into, closer to the city, you want that your thing should activate then, retrospectively. What's a chilik then if one person's coming or both people are coming in two directions? The same idea, you need Breda. If you don't believe in Breda, then Mizrach Ma'ariv is the same problem. The way the Ayah learns is Ukvar Bo Chacham. The way the Ayah learns is if one Chacham came to the city, the Pshat is he already is within your 4,000 Amos. You're just not aware where it is. So the Eidav already was activated. Could be activated right then Friday night. The only thing is, you didn't know which direction this guy is coming from. So therefore, it's not a question of Breda, this is a question of Gili Milsa. Shabbos morning, you found out what happened Friday night. But when two Chacham are coming, and you don't know which one you want to go to on Friday night, then you need Breda to make it effective, because you yourself didn't know Friday night. And if you say clearly, Ayah holds that Abhuda doesn't believe in Breda. And Al Mishnah says that Abhuda holds in Breda. I think about Adrabba, so why are you saying that our Mishnah is wrong? Because of Ayah, lesser than the Ayah, must say, Fakat, say Ayah is wrong because of our Mishnah. Why are you relying more on a Braisa than the Mishnah? We know the Mishnah is much more reliable. So I think about, no, could we have other evidence that Rabbi Yehuda does not believe in Breira? Not like our Mishnah. What's that? A Mishnah that we're going to have in many Masechtas, Sukkah, Beya, Gittin, Loi, Sad Loi, so I don't think so. The Hashemin, Rabbi Yehuda, let's say, we know for a fact Rabbi Yehuda does not hold Breira. What's the case? Now, we're not in the Mishnah. Halakeach yayin mibein hakusim. you bought wine amongst the kusim, and we and at a time when kusim wine was permitted, except they probably didn't give truma or mice and all that kind of stuff, because even though they themselves did it for themselves, but they didn't care about others. They didn't believe in Avera, and even says Mishal. I told you last time the kusim, the mitzvahs they believed in, they were very frum. But other mitzvahs they disregarded completely. And one of them was the Nevis. It's not my problem. If I give it to you and you stumble, it's your problem, not my problem. So the problem is it's a minute before Shabbos, and you now have this barrel of wine. You want to drink Mekiddush and Sechel Chaim, and what do you do? How do you give Truma Maisis a second before Shabbos? So this is what you do. Halakech, Yain Ben HaKusim, you bought wine amongst the Kusim, and you have to give Truma Maisis. Oimer, you say, Shnei Lugin, you say the following, the two Lugin, Shani, Osi Lahafish, Matzoi Shabbos, I'm not going to drink the entire barrel, it's impossible. There'll be two Lugin left out of 100, right, 2%. I am going to set aside Matzoi Shabbos, my truma. Now, you didn't set it aside yet. And how do you know that, so in this barrel is floating two Lugin of truma. How do you know the wine you drink for Kiddush does not have a little bit of that truma mixed into it? So it must be saying that Mitzvah Shabbos, the two lugin you set aside, is braider that Friday night, it was already, this is the two lugin that you set aside. That's, you need the raw braider because Friday night it wasn't done yet. But it's something going to happen later, Mitzvah Shabbos, and we're going to say it's retroactive, what? As if Friday night you already set it aside. Hadi ain't Truma. This will be Truma. Then you say, well, Asoda, 10% is my sedition. I'm setting aside Mitzvah Shabbos, my sedition. Tisha, and then now you have, let's say, 90 parts left, and 10% of that is 9, is Maisa Sheni. But Maisa Sheni, you don't have to set aside Mitzvah Shabbos, because of Mechel Mechel. You can take the Maisa Sheni and exchange it straight away for something else that you have. You don't have to even set it aside. You have something else in your house that you can set it aside from. You say, that will be the exchange for the wine. Or let's say you have money there. And then you can drink it. And after Shabbos, you set aside the Truma and the Maisa, but the Maisa edition. These are the words of Rav Meir. No, Rav Meir holds Yesh Breda. However, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yasi, and Rabbi Shimon, they say, no, you can't rely on that. You can't drink. Why? Because they hold Ein Breda. They hold Ein Breda. Gemara Baba Kama says already, and other places, that the reason, not necessarily because they hold Ein Breda, but rather because they hold Shema Yevoka Hanoit. What happens if the barrel busts, breaks between now and Motzei Shabbos, and then you can no longer give Sefer HaTrumah, and therefore we're worried. But here, the Gemara is learning literally that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef Shimon, oh hold, ain breda, what you do Motzei Shabbos cannot have any bearing on Shabbos, and therefore you drank wine, tevel, that you didn't set aside truma. So clearly, he doesn't hold a breda. If he doesn't hold a breda, then Ayah is correct, and our Mishnah is wrong, because that's another Mishnah. Ula Amar, Ula says, not lesser la'ayim masnisin. No, Mishnah is stronger than Ayah, Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Breda. So how are you going to learn Pshat over here in this Mishnah here regarding the wine? Now, the Halakhani Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Oisin, Ula says, Zuze, or Zugi, Zugi, Tani. He says there are four names there. You decide a mayor is one, and you put Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon together. I say that Rabbi Yehuda goes together with Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir say that you could rely on Mitzvah Shabbos because they hold Yesh Breda. It's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon who argue. So I bunch it together, Zuzi, pairs. David and Meir with Rabbi Yehuda, they hold that you could rely on the separation of Mitzvah Shabbos. And Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, they're the one who hold that it is Asen. Okay. So we're going to continue talking about Breda, working out which authorities hold the Breda and which ones don't hold the Breda. And we'll continue tomorrow in Mitzvah Hashem.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.